Amen. If you have your Bible, turn tonight to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, a very familiar passage tonight, verse 13. The Bible says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even as others which have no hope." But now watch this, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with Him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and the voice of the archangel, a trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first." But now watch this. Here's our text. "Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, God, Lord, we love You tonight. God, we thank You for Your sweet Spirit abiding with us and in us. Thank You for coming this way tonight with us, Lord, and helping us, giving us that we need that we might be encouraged. But God, after a hard day, Lord, we're tired, we're wore out. But God, we know, Lord, that You're still God. Lord, we come just to praise You. Lord, that we might be fed for Your manna on high. Lord, that we might be refreshed and revived in this day that we live. Lord, that we might be a help and a hope to someone along the way. Have Your will and way now, God, we pray. Pray that You'd help us, God, touch these old stammering lips and give us clarity of thought, clarity of speech. God, help us not say anything that would hurt one of these that You died for. And Lord, we'll just bow our heads and God, we'll give You all the praise tonight for all that You're doing and all that You want to do, and ask it in Jesus' name and for Your sake. I want to preach tonight on this thought. And maybe it's a couple of thoughts, but we're going to tie it together and make it look good. I want to preach on this thought, the rapture we know and who gets to go. The rapture we know and who gets to go. As we look at this tonight, and Paul's talking to the Thessalonians, and he's encouraging them in the Lord. Those that's been born again, those that's been saved, he said, don't worry about those that have fell asleep in the Lord. He said the body has gone back to the ground, but he said the spirit is going to God, and the soul spirit is going to be God who gave it. Amen. Amen. So he said, don't worry about them, praise God. He said, let's just make ready for when He comes. Yeah. And he tells us in verse 17 here, he says, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up. I want to look at this caught up for just a few minutes. Now that word in the Greek is harpazo. And I got to studying that in my Greek Bible and looking at different options, different directions. And it speaks this word in the New Testament no less than 13 times. Amen. And if God said it once, it's all right. But if God said it 13 times, shows us the meaning of this, then we ought to get a hold of it. Amen. So I want to take time just to look tonight, and I hope you brought your Bible and look with us tonight as we can see how God is speaking of this being called up. Been talking about this word harpazo, that means to be called, that means to be snatched, that means to be taken by force. Amen? One of these days ain't going to be a happening that happens, praise God. It's going to make us happier than we've ever been. Amen? Glory be to God. I'm looking for that glorious day of His appearance. I tell you all the time, I'm not looking for the undertaker. I'm looking for the upward taker. Bless His holy name. In Matthew chapter 11, if you have the Bible, your Bible tonight, turn with us. We're going to take our time tonight and look at these verses so that you can see how God is laying this thing out. He's speaking here in Matthew chapter 11 and verse 12. And He said, from the days of John the Baptist unto now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. There is that word, harpazo. It means to be taken violently. It means to be snatched up. It means to be taken by force. Amen? So there is the first time that we see that word, to be taken by force. And He said the violent are taking it by force. He said the church has been abducted. It's been suffering violence, and they're trying to take it by force. I want to say you can't take the things of God by force. when it's a free gift of Him. Amen. Bless His holy name. Amen. Ain't He good? Turn on over Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13 and verse 19. The Bible says this in Matthew 13, 19. He said, when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away. There's that word, harpazo. He comes and catcheth away that which is sown in his heart. This is he which receiveth seed by the wayside. So he said, it's taken by violence. He said, it's taken, the seed is snatched away. It's called away. It's taken away. Amen. Look at John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and verse 15. John chapter 6 and verse 15. The Bible says that when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come and take him by force. There's that word again. Amen. To be taken forcibly. Amen. And to take him by force and make him a king, he departed again into a mountain himself alone. So we see there another time when it's talking about being taken by force, being caught up, snatched out, amen, praise God, and taken from someplace to somewhere else. Amen. Can you see it here? And God's praying all through His book, John chapter 10. John chapter 10 and verse 12. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And now watch this. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth them. Amen. There it is again. To be snatched, to be grabbed, to be caught up. He said, that's what the wolf does. He said, it comes along and it snatches up the sheep. Amen. That's what he does. Amen. Glory to God. Now look, it's John 6 and or John 10 and 28. John 10, 28, and he said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Now watch this, because this is a good one right here. Neither shall they any man pluck them out of my hand. There's that word, to snatch up, to snatch away, to catch up. Amen. He said, hey, this is, praise God, those others was in a negative sense, but here we see it becoming a positive sense. Amen. He said, there's nobody going to snatch you out of the Father's hand. Amen. Glory be to God. If you're saved, born again, praise God through the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ, no man can snatch you out of His hand. But He doesn't stop there. Look at verse 29. He said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Amen. Pray, I and my Father are one. He said, hey, listen. He said, there's no way that you're going to snatch him away from him, and there's no way they'll snatch him away from me. Amen. Amen. He can't catch them. You can't take them, praise God. Can't take them by force, amen, because they belong to God. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you. That makes me excited. Praise the Lord. Look at Acts chapter 8. You remember the story of Philip? Acts chapter 8. Philip's over there, and they're having a Holy Ghost revival. And God sends him down to Samaria, from Samaria, down there to the desert. And he meets the Ethiopian eunuch. And in Matthew, or Acts chapter 8, verse 39. And so when they were come down, let's just go back to verse 7. And Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest, talking about being baptized. And he answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. You wouldn't want to miss that. Amen. And he commanded chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. But now watch this. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip. Harpazo snatched him out of there. Snatched him up. Amen. Took him from where he was to somewhere else. Away Philip, that the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Amen. So praise God, we see it again. Now look at Acts chapter 23. Acts chapter 23 and verse 10. Remember Paul was surrounded and he was about to pluck him to pieces, the people of Jerusalem. And he said, Acts 23 and 10, and when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down and take him by force, harpazo, to snatch him up, to take him by force from among them and to bring him into the castle. Amen. So praise the Lord. So here we see it again, that taken by force. See, this is not a new aspect to the Word of God. The rapture of the church, that's not something that we just made up. Amen. That being called up, praise God, it's all in here. Amen. Look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 17. He said, we're called up. Amen. Look at Jude verse 23. Right before you get to it. We're running through the end of the book. Amen. But Jude chapter 23, he said, others saved with fear, pulling them out. There's that same word, harpazo, snatching them out, pulling them out, catching them, taking them out by force. And others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. So here we see again what God's going to do, praise God, what God does done, what God has done, what God will do. Bless His holy name. But that ain't the life part. We see this again, the most important time. Look at Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 5. I'll give you time to get there. Revelation 12 and 5. And the Bible says this, and she brought forth a man-child, Jesus. Amen? Ain't that who that is? Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was, watch this, caught up, amen, unto God and to His throne. Amen? Harpazo, it means He was snatched out of here. He went up, praise God. He was taken out, glory be to God. When it was His time, He stood on the Mount Olives. He told the young, he said, young, this is the way it is. Praise God. And as he spoke for me, blessed me, prayed, praise God, He was taken up and the clouds received Him out of our sight. And they was two men in white apparel sitting around. They said, praise God. He said, what are you standing looking for? Praise God, this same Jesus that you saw go out of here, the same Jesus that you saw get caught up out of here, praise God, He's coming again one day. Glory be to God in the clouds of glory. And He's going to say, come up hither and you're going to be caught up too. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Ain't He good? Bless His holy name. That's the Lord that we're serving today, amen. That's the God that we know today. The one that one day in a little while, praise God, is going to catch us up unto Himself. Going to take us up out of here to be with Him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. I don't know about you, that's exciting stuff. We got a lot to be looking forward to. You know, we get excited about things in this world that we don't know about, but praise God, we anticipate. But I say, praise the Lord, because I have hope in the Lord. That's faith with expectation. Glory be God, I'm excited about that day. I'm looking for the glorious day of the Lord when He comes to take me out of here to be with Him. So we know the rapture, we know it's going to take place one day. And that it's going to happen. Because God said it did, because He gave us examples of that word so that we would know, praise God, it means to catch up, to take away by force. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying, if you're a child of God, one day you're going out of here. And it don't matter how many of these folks try to hold on to your legs and hold you down, praise God, you're out of here. Amen. Praise the Lord, we're going to go out of here to be with the Lord, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. So we know the rapture we know. But who gets to go? That's the question. Who gets to go out of here when the Lord comes, steps out with a trump and a shout, praise God, and says, come up here, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. Who gets to go? Amen. Who gets to go? I'll tell you who gets to go. Those that's born again, those born again believers, praise God, they're the ones that gets to go. The ones that's ready to go out of here, praise God, to meet the Lord and to meet the Lord in the air. Those that's following Him, looking for Him, desiring Him, praise God, till He comes. Amen. Let me just give you a few examples that those will get to go. Number one, those that believe, praise God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Those who believe that eternal salvation is possible, amen, through grace, not works. Amen. Grace, not works. Believing on Lord Jesus Christ as a sinner Savior. Amen. Amen. As a sinless Savior who came down to me and you. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. I want you to see all these tonight. I want to take our time and just look at these as we go, praise God. Ephesians chapter 2. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. He says, for by grace are you saved through faith. and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Amen. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. You can't do nothing good to please God till you get saved. Amen? Till you become a child of God. You can't become a child of God till God's grace manifests itself to you. You realize, recognize you're a sinner, and then through faith, praise God, you accept the Lord Jesus Christ and the death He died on Calvary for you. Amen? It's for by grace are you saved through faith. And it's not of yourselves. Amen? You can't work to get in. You can't do good to get in. You can't get in by yourself. It is the gift of God. Amen? Amen. It is the gift. If you're going to get in, praise God, you have to receive the gift. Amen. Amen. Well, now see, if it's a gift of God, it said it is the gift of God. So if it's the gift of God, Brother X, then you can't work your way in. Amen. Because if you work for it, then it's not a gift, it's earned. Amen. Amen. So it's the gift of God. Amen. God through grace, through faith, praise God. He saved not of yourself. It's the gift of God. God give through His gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. We receive that gift unto ourselves, praise God. Nothing we can do to earn it. Just have to receive it. Amen. I like it that way, don't you? Amen. Amen. I like it when somebody just comes along on purpose and slides a little something out, in my pocket or gives me a little something. Say, here, praise God, I just felt like giving you this. What's that? Well, it's a gift. Amen. It's, see, if they put a but on that, they said, but now that I've given you that, I'd like for you to come over to the house and bust a couple cords of wood for me tomorrow. See, that ain't a gift. Amen. See, that's what God doesn't do. God gives us eternal life through the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, through faith. Amen. By grace, He gives us life eternal. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. You say, well, what about the works? We do that after we get saved. Amen. James, let me just show you that. James, look at the book of James. James chapter 2. James chapter 2, verse 17 says, even so faith that hath not works is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Listen to this. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Amen. He's what he's saying. He said, hey, listen, hey, if you've been born again, praise God, then you've got faith that works. Amen. That's what we need to have, praise God. We need to have faith that works. We put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Because it's a gift that God gives us to be able to do that, and He equips us for the journey. Praise the Lord. Gets better all along. Amen. So we see it's by grace through faith, amen. A gift from God. We believe on Lord Jesus Christ, the precious, sinless Savior. Praise His holy name. Amen. It's not only those that believe that eternal salvation is possible, but those that believe their faith is important to their life. Amen. Do you believe your faith is important to your life? So I think this is where we're missing it. Amen. We say we have faith, but it don't really apply to how I live. Your faith should be the very essence of how you live. Amen? It shouldn't be a sideshow. It should be the main event. Amen? Look at 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Just hang out here a minute. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Amen? In verse 1. He said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing in His kingdom, preach the word. Be in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. Why? For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. But after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. He said what we should do, praise God, because we've been born again, we should put our faith to work for the Lord. Amen. Tell as many folks as can that Jesus loves them. Amen. He come to seek and to save that was lost. Praise God. As Brother Rex said a while ago, we go out and knock on doors, and I believe there's somebody tonight sitting somewhere that's waiting on somebody to knock on the door and give them some hope. Amen. I believe they are. So our faith, praise God, it's important to the way we live. Amen. Get out and get the word out, that doctrine, that teaching, instruction, praise God, showing them that Jesus loves them. cares for them, praise God. Wants to help them, amen. Wants to give them that that they need. Amen. That gives them a personal responsibility. Those that believe will take a personal responsibility, amen, for serving the Lord. Amen. That's what it's about. A personal responsibility. Amen. In faith, believing. Amen. That faith is what moves you and makes you, motivates you. Look at verse 7 of 2 Timothy 4 and 7. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course and I have kept the faith. How did he keep the faith? Praise God, because he is trusting in the Lord. He believed that there was something, praise God. This thing was personal to him. Amen. His faith was personal to him. His relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ was personal to him. Amen. Till we make it personal to us, praise God, it'll not amount to much. But boy, when we get a hold of it, we realize this is a personal thing. Amen. It's exciting, praise God. And then it becomes more and more important to us as we journey along. That's how he stayed in the course. That's how he stayed the course. That's how he fought the fight. That's how he stayed the course. And that's how he kept the faith. Amen. He kept the faith that allowed him to do those others. He said, henceforth. He said, because of that. Amen. He said, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Amen. So we see, praise God, that we see that we have a personal responsibility to proclaim the gospel, tell people about Jesus. Amen. We're not all preachers, but we're all supposed to proclaim the gospel. Amen. There's different offices for every one of us. There's different things that we can do, but we can all do something. That's the amazing thing about being a child of God. God gives an opportunity. He makes a place and a purpose and a plan for every one of us. Amen. Praise be to God, and we just have to get in there and be a part of that plan. Take that responsibility to be a witness for the Lord. Amen. Begin to do that, make that the most important part of our life. Amen. Praise God. And we'll do that when we realize that there's an old devil out there, Satan, the deceiver, praise God, that wants to destroy us and tear us down and carry off into hell all of our loved ones. Amen. Those who believe, those that are going to go to heaven, who gets to go? Those that believe that there's a devil. Those that believe that there is a Satan. There is a literal burning hell. There's a place, praise God, that we don't want to go to tonight, and we don't have to go because God made a way. Amen. Bless His holy name. We see that devil, he raises up his head, Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. When the devil used that serpent to beguile Eve. Amen. He raises up his head, praise God. He beguiles Eve. The Lord, it must be pretty important to know about the devil. Amen. Jesus told us, I was counting them up today, and when Jesus speaks, that's that red writing. Over 55 times in your King James Bible, Jesus tells you about the devil. He tells you about Satan. Amen. That old deceiver. He tells us 19 times about the devil, Diablos, that accuser of the brethren. Amen. He does that. Why does he do it? Because it's true. He wants us to know. Praise the Lord. That the devil is real. Look at 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Verse 7, he says, well, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Man, that's what we need to do. Through humility, just cast our cares on him because the Lord cares for us. Verse 8, he says, be sober and be vigilant. Then we need to have clarity of thought. We need to be paying attention, spiritual watchfulness. He said, because your adversary, the opposition, is the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. So if we're a born-again believer, we're going to go to heaven, praise God, we need to believe that there is a devil because Jesus said there was. That Satan is real and hell is real. It's a terrible, awful place. Hell is. A place of a region of the damned. Those that's condemned. Why? Because they reject the precious Lamb of God. Not because they were whoremongers or drunkards or drug addicts. That ain't what sends you to hell. What sends you to hell is rejecting the precious Lamb of God. Amen. You receive Him. You get Jesus in your heart. Praise God. He'll take all that wickedness away from you. Amen. Amen. Remember I tell you all the time what Jeremiah said? He'll lift you up and He'll take you out. Amen. He ain't going to lift you up and leave you in. He'll lift you up and He'll take you out. Praise God. If those that's going to heaven, praise God, we need to realize that there is a devil. There's an awful, awful person, an old accuser of the brethren. Amen. That don't like me and you, don't care for me and you, and praise God, he's out to destroy and tear down, and he'll never do anything good for you. He's just an awful, awful thing. The devil. Awful, awful person, the devil. Amen. He's real. Praise God. Those who believe, amen, believe that the Bible's and the accurate Word of God in all that it teaches. Everything that God teaches, it's accurate, it's real, it's alive, it's breathed of God. Amen? You believe that? Yes, believe that God's Word is accurate, praise God, it's breathed of the Lord? Look at 2 Timothy 3:16. He said, all Scripture. You should still be there. All Scripture, if you know, like made you lose your place. 2 Timothy 3:16 said, all Scripture. Not some of it. Not part of it. He said, but all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. That means it's God-breathed. Amen? A fellow said the other day, he said, well, said he didn't, he didn't believe it at God because a little missionary said that they didn't believe because men wrote it. They wrote it as they were inspired by God. God breathed it in their heart and their ear, praise God, and they pinned her down. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. That's right living. Amen. That the man, woman, boy, and girl of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Amen. In other words, says God will make you adequate. Praise God. He'll meet every need. He'll show you exactly where you need to be, and He'll help you to get there. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us, though He's there to guide us and to show us the way. Amen? So we can see it in all the Scriptures, praise God. It's profitable for instruction. We get our instruction, praise God. We don't need to get it from man. Man might tell you wrong, but God will always tell you right. He can't lie. Amen? He'll tell you that. They'll help you. He said, and it's profitable for doctrine. Said it's profitable for that reproof to convict you, to convince you, praise God, that He's right and you're wrong. And you know, it shouldn't bother us when God shows us that we're wrong. Amen? When God shows us in His Word that we're wrong, praise God, we'll just bow our head and say, oh God, help me. Forgive me. Help me to do right. Amen? He said it uses it for correction. That's to correct. Gets us back on the right path. Amen? I believe that, don't you? Hey, this book's turned me around many a time. Hey, listen, when I preach it, hey, I'm not preaching at you, praise God. I'm just telling you what God said so you can make an informed decision. Because there's been many, many times, praise God, that God spoke to my heart through His Word and turned me about. I like it that way. Keep me on a straight path. That narrow road, praise God. Because that wide road, I've heard it leads to destruction. And there's many that go in thereat. Amen. I don't want to follow the crowd. How do you keep following the crowd? By listening to God. He gives you that conviction. He gives you that correction. Praise God. He gives you that instruction, that training that we need, amen, to be observant along the way. So I believe, praise God, I'm going to heaven because I believe that God is the infallible Word of God. Amen. The Bible is. Praise God. God's speaking it, and I believe it. Amen. He said for instruction in righteousness. That's right living. Amen. As Brother Bill used to always say, it's never wrong to do right, and it's time to do right now. Amen. Praise God. It sure is. It makes a difference that the man of God may be perfect. That's adequate. That's having what you need, praise God. That's complete in the Lord. Amen. Not in man or what we say or what we do, but praise God, it's complete in Him. Thoroughly furnished. Amen. That's equipping fully unto all good works. See, that's what he's talking about when he's talking about in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. He said, you get lined up with God in the Scriptures. Amen. Then you begin to do those good works that's pleasing to our Heavenly Father. Amen. Praise God. There's a rapture that we know, praise God. There's people that gets to go. And these people are me and you, praise God, who believe in the Word of God. Amen. those not only believe the Word, but those others are those that, who believe God is the all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect deity. That's the Lord, that's the Godhead, amen, of this thing, who crafted a universe and everything in it. Amen. You believe that tonight? Amen. You believe that God did? You say, preacher, where did you find that? Genesis 1 and 1. Amen. Amen. Genesis 1 and 1. He said, in the beginning, God. Big G God. See, there's a lot of little deities in the world. Little G gods. But there's only one big G God. He's the God of the universe. Praise God. He's the God, the creator. The God that created and the God that keeps this thing going and the God, the one that's, hey listen, the one that's still ruling over it now. You say, well, preacher, the devil's the prince and the power of this present world. Sure he is. Amen. He can only go as far as God the Father led him. Amen. He can touch things in this world, but praise God, he cannot touch your soul. That's off limits, praise God. A child of God who's been born again, praise the Lord. Amen. That's off limits to the devil. So we're serving a God today who he said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. God created it. Do you believe that? Amen. He created all, everything that we see. I've told you time and time again, I remember when I was working on them machines, praise God, I'd have problems, I'd fool with it for 2 or 3 hours, get frustrated, I'd go back behind that thing, I'd say, Lord, you created this beast, help me figure out what's wrong with it. Amen? You say, well, preacher, because God created all. You say, well, he didn't create that machine, he gave man wisdom to create it. Amen? And he can, if he give man wisdom to create it, he can give me wisdom to fix it and keep it running. Amen. Pray, why? Because he's God. You say, well, you have that much faith in him? Yeah, because he's God. He's the only one I can trust in fully. Amen. Amen. The rapture we know and those who get to go. Who is it, preacher? Those that's born again believers, praise God. Believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. Death, burial, and his resurrection, praise God, and all the blessings that God bestows on us. That life is important, amen, and faith is important in our life. Praise God that there's a personal responsibility for every one of us to love the Lord supremely. Give our all for him, praise God, because he unreservedly gave himself for us. He didn't hold nothing back. Praise the Lord, ain't you glad he didn't? Amen. Because there's an old devil out there and Satan that's looking to tear down and destroy. But praise God, God didn't give us to the devil. He gave us eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Praise God, that's the best part that we got. Praise the Lord. Just shout the praises of the Lord all the way to the house. Amen. Giving him all the glory, following in his footsteps. Praise God, because he knows where those rocks are in old Chile, Jordan. Amen. He's done made the cross in glory to God, and we can too. Just stick with him, follow him, praise God, trusting in the precious Word of God because it's true, amen, it's real, amen, it's profitable, it's inspired, it's breathed of God, and if God said it, praise God, I believe it. Amen. I wrote that in the very front of my Bible, amen, I did, I said, God said it and I believe it, and whether I believe it or not, praise God, God still said it, so it's still true, amen. But you know, there's a lot of folks tonight that say, well, preacher, there's things in the Bible that I don't believe. Well, then they're saying they don't believe God. Now, there's some things in this old King James Bible that I don't understand fully, but I still believe it, praise God, exactly the way God wrote it. Amen. It's still real. It's still truth. And it's still there to help our hearts. Amen. Bless His holy name. And we still know that God Almighty is the supernatural power, the all-powerful God that rules and reigns and still rules and reigns today, hasn't relinquished any. We say still, but he always has. He's never relinquished any power. Amen. He hasn't got old and senile. He hasn't begun, Brother Robert, to forget things. Amen. He still remembers everything just as clearly as he did, praise God, when he created the world, when he created man, praise God, he still knows exactly what he's doing. Amen. Even today. and we get disturbed and we get discouraged, praise God, because of things happening around us. But praise God, if we're born again believers, trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and His resurrection, amen, we've got a day ahead that we're going to be called up to be with the Lord in the air. And the Bible says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen? So shall we ever be with the Lord. But now, I said all this tonight to say this. We know the rapture is going to take place. We know we're going to be caught up, but we know who gets to go. But we know that because the Lord says this, and amen, in verse 18 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, He said, wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. He said, the Lord told Paul, He said, tell them to let these words be a comfort to them. Amen. Those that sleep in the Lord, those that's born again, those that trust the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, they're going to be with Him. And Paul said, well, I'm expecting till He comes. Amen. Paul was expecting Him to come. Do you know that? Paul was expecting Him to come to take him out of here. Why do you know? Because he said it, he says in chapter 5 in verse 9, he said, for God hath not appointed us to wrath. Amen. Even in Paul's day, he was looking for the Lord to come to take him out. Amen. How much more should we be looking for the Lord to take us out? He's coming to get us. Are we ready? Who gets to go? Those that's born again. Are you born again tonight? You trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and the free pardon of sin? Praise God, if you are, you're on those that's on the list that gets to go. Praise God, it's going to be better than a trip to Carowinds. Amen. Going to be better than a trip to the zoo to see the monkeys. Amen. Glory be to God. One day in a little while, the Lord's going to call us out of here, and we're going to get to be with Him, and we'll be able to worship Him like we'd like to. My body won't stand it now. Amen. To worship Him like I'd like to. But boy, one day in a little while, I'll be able to. And boy, what a time. And Paul said, he said, comfort one another with these words. Jesus is coming. Just be ready. Amen. Because when you, in an hour that you think not, the Son of Man cometh. And he said, and the Lord asked a question. He said, who's going to be a looking for me when I come? Amen. And you know who's going to be looking for Him when He comes? Born again believers, expecting Him to come any day. Amen. And because of that, it changes the way we live, the way we act, the way we talk and walk, and everything about us. Amen. Because we're expecting Him to come. Amen.